The first thing I think we really should do is we want to thank everyone who took part, don't we? And we want to say thank you, especially to those who organized everything. We want to show that we really appreciate them. So we do that by clapping our hands, don't we? I think everyone deserves a round of applause for what they did today, don't they? Really? The other thing I would say to you out there is, you know, in the city, people forgot about children, and they were happy when their buildings were full, and they forgot about the next generation. And now there's lots of old people in mission halls and churches. So if you're not doing anything to help with the work of children, you could maybe get involved in that and encourage people who are doing that to be involved in the work of children. Now, I'm going to ask maybe one or two questions, but we're going to see a picture on the screen. Don't shout out. And I'm going to ask you, does anyone know the name of that ship? That girl there, Titanic. That's the name of the ship. See the next picture? Because it's always associated with not just the Titanic, but it's always associated with this, isn't it? The Titanic disaster. The disaster. Because what happened? What happened to the Titanic?
It drowned.
That's the kind of word. It didn't drown, but it did something else. It sank. That's what you meant, wasn't it? Same thing. It sank, didn't it? Not only did it sink, the first trip that it went on, it sank. And that was terrible, wasn't it? It happened more than 100 years ago, but people are still talking about it, and they make a film about it, and there's lots of little books about it and stories about the Titanic disaster. But I want to talk to you a little bit about why it happened. Why did the Titanic disaster happen? Why did it happen? Well, the first reason we want to think about why it happened, we see a picture. It happened because of pride. Does anyone know what pride is? Can anyone tell me what pride is? Yeah? Do you know?
Praying God.
No, that's pray, but I'm thinking about pride. It's sort of sometimes thinking you're better than someone else. That's pride, isn't it? Thinking that you're better than people. Or thinking that no one can tell you anything, you know everything. Even sometimes you think you know more than God. And what happened with the Titanic, this ship that sank? They said about the Titanic, this is what they said, even God couldn't sink this ship. Imagine saying that. Imagine a man or a woman saying that, even God couldn't sink this ship. That's what they said when Titanic was built, because it was so big and it was so great and it was so wonderful and beautiful and it cost so much money. They said, even God can't sink this ship. But what happened? What happened
to this?
Yeah, it sank, didn't it? It sank. They thought, the people who built the Titanic and the people who lived at that time, they thought, we are so great. We are so fantastic that we have built a ship that even God can't sink. But it sank. Sometimes people think they know more than God, and they know better than God, and they think they don't need God, and that's pride. And pride was one of the reasons the Titanic sank, but pride is also in all of our hearts. Can anybody remember the story of the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve were there in the Garden of Eden? And God said to them, don't eat of that tree. And what happened? The devil came, didn't he, and said, God doesn't want you to be happy. You'll know as much as God if you eat of that tree. If you do that, yeah?
God said, because
they
can't eat that tree.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's that's right, you are 100% right. They thought they knew better than God, Adam and Eve, and that's what happened. And because of that, all of us, we're in trouble now. All of us are in trouble. Do you know why we're in trouble? Because we're separated from God. There's a big gap between us and God. Because of our sin, because we think we know better than God, because of pride and all the things that we have in our hearts, there's a big gap between us and God. We're separated from God. Pride can make us really think we know more than God. It can get us into trouble. Our sin in our hearts. That's what happened to the Titanic. But there's another reason why the Titanic sank. We're going to see our next picture. They weren't prepared. They weren't prepared. They didn't think the ship was going to sink. So they weren't ready. They weren't prepared. Yeah. It had an iceberg, didn't it? You know the lookout? He didn't have his binoculars. He wasn't ready. The binoculars were still in the bridge. That's what happened. Yes. Some boats sink, don't they?
Sometimes when there's five and then there's another one. Sometimes when there's five.
Have patience. Go ahead.
One came on,
that's right. That can cause trouble, can't it? Yeah, that can cause trouble. Hold on now, hold on. That's right. That's right. You're correct. No, hold on. Let me finish. And then you can tell me at the end, okay? It happened because they weren't ready and they weren't prepared. They didn't think it was going to happen. There was enough room on the lifeboats for everyone, but some people didn't want to get on the lifeboats because they thought, this will never sink. They thought, it's never going to happen to us. This ship is so great. We don't need to get on the lifeboats. We don't need to do that. They weren't prepared. The ship was a little bit south of where all the icebergs were, so they thought, icebergs don't come this far south. We don't need to worry about icebergs. There's a problem with the radio. They weren't ready for the ship to sink. That's what was wrong. And so lots of people lost their lives because they weren't prepared. But listen, this is really important. Everyone listen. We need to be prepared to meet God. We need to be prepared to meet God. Because one day we're going to meet God. And we need to be prepared for that. And the only way to prepare, hold on, the only way to prepare is by having Jesus in your heart. That's the only way to prepare to meet God, to have Jesus in your heart. To have Jesus as your Savior. If I were to ask all of you today, maybe to put up your hand if you were prepared, if you're ready, even today, right now, to meet God, how many people could really tell the truth and say, yes, I have Jesus in my heart. I'm ready to meet God. No matter what happens, I'm prepared. How many people could do that? I know I'm prepared because I put my trust in Jesus. And I know I'm ready to meet God. There's a little verse in the Bible, in the book of Amos, and it says, prepare to meet thy God. Prepare to meet thy God. The only way to prepare is to have Jesus in your heart. That's the most important thing you'll ever do in your life. That's the most important decision you'll ever make, to put your trust in Jesus. And he'll prepare you. He makes us ready to meet God. Now, there's one more little slide that we're going to see. Here it is. After the Titanic sank, I want you to listen now because we're almost finished. After the Titanic sank, and the Titanic was a ship from the White Star Line. That was the company who owned the ship. Outside the offices of the White Star Line, the day after the Titanic sank, was a list of two types of people. those who were saved and those who were lost. Those who had been rescued, because that's what we're thinking about today, about being rescued. Those who had been rescued and those who were lost. And you know what I'm going to tell you? It's really, really important. There's only two types of people in the world. Those who are saved and those who are lost. And those who are saved are those who've put their trust in Jesus as their Savior. And those who are lost are those who haven't. No one wants to be lost. Hands up if you want to be lost. We don't want to be lost, do we? No one wants to be lost. We all want to be saved. Hands up if you want to be saved. Yes, we all want to be saved. The only way to be saved is to put your trust in Jesus. There's a man in the Bible, in the book of Acts, chapter 16, verse 31, and he said, "What must I do to be saved?" And do you know what Paul said to him? Can anyone tell me what Paul said to him? I'm sure you know it. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So I want you to remember one really important thing today. If you want to be rescued, if you want to be saved, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So thank you so much for listening so well. We're going to have our prizes now. I don't know how that's going to happen, but maybe you go back to your seats. Would that be okay? Yes, you go back to your seats, and then we're going to have our prizes.